from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks for joining me on this Tuesday, July 13th, outside of the Mercy One studio. Going to be heading back today from Fayette County, Iowa. Was able to spend the last couple nights with the people of Fayette County and beyond. There are four parishes in total that came to the mission, and it's a two-nighter and had a great time. Had some good eating yesterday too. So I know some of them are listening today as well. I always promote Iowa Catholic Radio everywhere I go, and now it's just so easy to be able to listen on the app or online. There's no excuse. We got a great show today. Adam's story coming up here soon. We're going to talk about, is there a difference between sacrifice and love? Or is there a both of those have something in common? Are they cut from the same tree? We'll have Adam on to talk all about that. No guests at 7:15 today, but instead we're going to talk about just a great blog piece that I thought was really well done by Monsignor Charles Pope. It was called "The Five Fundamental Freedoms for the Evangelizer." So that's you. If you think, well, I'm not an evangelizer. I'm just someone that goes to work every day or someone that has a family. No matter who you are, where you come from, or what you do in your life, you are always called to evangelize and an evangelizer at your core self. This is what Christ Jesus has called every one of us to do, not just a few, albeit in different ways. But Monsignor Charles Pope really kind of lays that out for us, but gives us the freedom of evangelizing. I thought it was really, really well done. So we'll have that for you here in the first half hour, about 7:15 today. Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her show this morning. And Greg Wazinski on about 7:45. You know Greg, one of our, I'd say, most beloved guests. He does a great job, executive director of Let Me Be Ministries. And we're going to talk about changing routines. If you're a person of routine, maybe you need a little change in your life, and what that can do for your spiritual life as well. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Sella, your saint of the day, and that will do it for a very busy Tuesday. No Deacon Tony this morning. Let's offer our day to Almighty God. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Good Tuesday morning to you, and enjoying the good life up there in Northeast Iowa. Now, who had the best pies last night at dessert? Was it folks from Elgin or Fayette or Maynard?
Oh,
I mean, you were up there in Fayette County. Somebody had the best pie and the best sweet corn.
I'll tell you what, I had sweet corn yesterday, just right off the cob. I went over for a little grill out to some parishioners' homes, and I mean, everything was just perfect. It was their own ground pork. I mean, they do it all, seasoned to perfection, put it on the grill, so they make kind of pork burgers, and I've never really had a pork burger. It was absolutely fantastic. Some broccoli salad, some corn on the cob, fresh fresh peach pie or cobbler. I mean, it was just, it was endless. It was endless.
Mm-hmm. Folks, if you want to catch up with John Leonetti, he won't be back in town for a while. I think the folks at up there in Owine, West Union, all the other towns in Fayette County have kept you. That sounds delicious, John.
Yeah, I probably put on 3 pounds in 2 days, but it's worth it. I'll tell you what. It's worth it.
Well, you just take Highway 18 around 150 and just head south. So whatever you need to do, just remember, some of us here in Central Iowa, we don't live that high off the hog, so to speak. That is awesome. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun over the course of the last couple days.
All right. Well, we're having trouble with connectivity, John, a little bit. So I'm going to move right to the weather.
Got Mark?
But, Oh, there. I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. Thought we had a little connection problem, but sometimes that happens in the morning, especially when we have some fog. You got some fog in your area this morning up there in northeast Iowa?
All right. I think we're having a little trouble. I'll let you get going.
All right. Here we go. Once again, we'll start with the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in central Iowa, do have some patchy fog in the area, so be mindful of that. Cloudy skies, 64 degrees with a west wind at 5 miles per hour. The humidity up there at 93%. And today it'll be partly sunny and warmer here in central and the state of Iowa. High of 85 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 69 degrees. And then tomorrow, rain and showers and thunderstorms, actually. A high of 87 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, a chance of rain, a high of 80 degrees. And Friday, be partly cloudy with a high of 83 degrees. Well, in the news, on this Tuesday morning, well, the Iowa State Fair opens its gates in Des Moines in 1 month, and the search is on for workers to fill some 1,500 positions. Now, a spokesperson for the Iowa State Fair says it takes a lot of people to keep the fair going. There are some maintenance jobs you can start right away, but most jobs last only through the run of the fair, including baking cookies at the new Barksdale stand. Now, anyone who is 14 years and older can apply for any of those jobs, any skill level, and they'll find something that you'll love to do at the Iowa State Fair. You can apply online. The website is iowastatefair.org. And you can go to the administration office at the Iowa State Fairgrounds to fill out an application. And that office is open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Weekdays. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night it was high school baseball and softball. And we'll start with girls' regional semifinal softball game that was suspended from Saturday night, finished last night. And the Dowling girls' season has come to an end. Fourth-ranked Indianola defeated Dowling Catholic 11-0 in five innings. The Maroons conclude their season with a record of 17-26 under head coach Claudia Farrell. Indianola now moves on. They'll take on Ankeny Centennial tonight down in Indianola at 7 o'clock for a berth in the girls' state softball tournament, which begins this coming Monday in Fort Dodge. Last night, high school baseball right here in Iowa Catholic Radio was fourth-ranked Dowling Catholic sweeping a doubleheader from Ankeny Centennial by scores of 3-1 and 8-0. The Maroons now improve their record to 28-7 on the season. Triple-A baseball, the Iowa Cubs had the night off last night, and they opened up a six-game road trip tonight at Toledo. They'll take on the Toledo Mudhens, which is the AAA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. 6 o'clock first pitch from Toledo, Ohio. Major League Baseball has their all-star break. Last night was a home run hitting contest, and for the second consecutive year, New York Mets outfielder Pete Alonso was the home run derby champion. Tonight it is the all-star game for Major League Baseball from Denver, Colorado at Coors Field, American League versus the National League, and first pitch 6:30. The game will be televised on Fox. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school baseball, fourth-ranked Dowling on the road at Knoxville. Knoxville, a 3A school, and they'll have a single game beginning at 7:30 tonight down at the Knoxville baseball field. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa, currently we have cloudy skies, some patchy fog in the area, 64 degrees right now with the west wind at 5 miles per hour, and today it'll be partly sunny and warmer, high of 85 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show, I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Sorry for the connection issues, folks. I think we got some of it under control now. Let's go to Adam Story, Vice Chancellor for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
Let's talk about love and sacrifice. I've always said, I don't know brother and sister, but they're certainly cousins.
They absolutely go together, and I think it's so important to know about this. In our culture today, when we use love to mean so many different things, and, you know, we use the word love and people have these different ideas, but you know, it goes back to the Gospels, and especially the Gospel of John. And John, he's talking about the way that we come to know love and the way we experience love is we look at the way Jesus loves us. You know, Jesus shows us how to love each other. And what does that look like? It looks like the self-gift that we see of him laying down his life, him giving himself to us on the cross. And this self-gift, this sacrifice, this is the root of all love. And Jesus says we ought to love as he loves, to love as he loves. And that's in self-gift. So it's fundamental.
So you might say brother and sister.
Brother and sister, you know, I think, well, and I go back to Maximilian Kolbe, and Maximilian Kolbe says there is no love without sacrifice. He says that, you know, sacrifice, that willing to give ourselves is really, it's essential to the whole idea of what real love is. And Maximilian Kolbe is a beautiful witness of it because he spoke to it, but he also did it. You know, he laid down his life for a stranger, for another person, just out of love for them. And that's, again, it's the model of what love authentically is.
Can I love my spouse without sacrificing for them?
You know, I don't think so. And without sacrifice, now what I don't want to say is that, you know, love is always about, you know, dying to self or suffering you know, that there's no fulfillment in love or anything like this. But this is what Jesus says, you know, unless we lose our life, we will not find it. And when we find out that when we lay down our life, when we sacrifice for someone else, it's not a burden, but it becomes sweet, and it doesn't become diminishing of ourselves. It sets us free to truly be ourselves. So, you know, I would say you can't love anyone. You can't love anyone without sacrificing for them, but that's not a diminishment of ourselves. That sets us free to truly be who we are.
Mm. And they're not juxtaposed, you know, love and sacrifice, friends, as Adam said. And this is so important for us, I think, to get in our culture today, because what we want is love to come to us. We want to feel the good effects of love. And if we don't feel good, then we oftentimes in our culture today don't equate that with love. But love is hard. It's difficult. It's trying. It is sacrifice. Christ Jesus walked 10 football fields with the tree on his back to show us that love. Eventually, in the sacrifice, the ultimate form of love. And in fact, you know, this is why we hang, the Catholic Church hangs the crucifix up in all of our churches and asks us to do it in all of our homes. Here is the model that we have to take, the model love in our life.
Absolutely. You know, it makes me think of St. Mother Teresa, and I can't remember exactly how she said it, but it was the paradox she discovered that if you love until it hurts, you'll find there is no more hurt, but only more love. And you know, this is what it is. When we sacrifice for love, it doesn't take away our lives or diminish us, but it sets us free to be the people God calls us to be.
That's the key right there. Anything coming up you want to point to for Marriage and Family Life Office or the diocese, anything?
Well, you know, we're continuing on with the Monday night holy hours for Eucharistic renewal with Bishop Johnson every Monday night at the cathedral from 5 to 6 p.m. We just had a holy hour last night. And, you know, it's a beautiful time to come together as a diocese and to pray for Eucharistic renewal in our diocese. So I definitely invite people to participate with us in that.
Those are pretty great. Adam Story, Vice Chancellor, Director of Marriage and Family Life. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
All right, friends, coming up right after this, I've got a blog post I'm going to share with you on the five fundamental freedoms for the Christian evangelizer. And by the way, as I said, that's you and me. We'll talk more about that when we come back. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is Tuesday. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, a Catholic veteran-owned family. Wide range of high-quality hardscape services, paver patios, sidewalks, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Storm Alert Weather is provided by Divine Treasures. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Amazon Smile is a simple way to support Iowa Catholic Radio. When you are shopping on Amazon, consider shopping through Amazon Smile instead. You get all the same great deals, and your order will also help support Iowa Catholic Radio. All you need to do is choose Iowa Catholic Radio as your nonprofit to support when you first log in, and Amazon will do the rest. Every Amazon Smile order you make, Amazon will donate to Iowa Catholic Radio. Support Iowa Catholic Radio while you shop at smile.amazon.com. And thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on this Tuesday. So what's the hang up? What's the hang up in evangelization today? What do you think it is? You know, this last gospel on Sunday, Jesus makes it pretty clear to the apostles what he's calling them to go and do. And he makes it pretty clear of what he's asking them to bring with them. Virtually nothing. I mean, not even a walking stick, right? If people deny them, he says, you just move on. Go from door to door and evangelize. And we know that the apostles did. I mean, they went out to all the corners of the world after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were hiding before that, in the upper room and locked doors. But when they saw the risen Lord, they went out, now unafraid. Is there fear in you? I think there's always a little bit of fear in me. You know, what are people going to think? I get that a lot too. I think the same thing. Are people going to think you're a little crazy? Well, sure. And I really kind of stopped caring about that a long time ago, but I remember having a lot of hang-ups on that. Monsignor Charles Pope wrote a great piece. It's called The Five Fundamental Freedoms for the Christian Evangelizer, calling us to discover the freedom of a not just relationship with Jesus, but actually proclaiming that relationship with Jesus. And the temptation is to think that this is just for priests or religious, deacons, missionaries. That's it, right? But it's not. Doing so, Monsignor says, ignores the fact that everyone is called to evangelize. Clergy to people, parents to children, elders to youngsters, siblings to siblings, friends to friends, neighbors to neighbors, strangers to strangers. We are always called, hopefully, to evangelize and proclaim good news in our life. Now, that doesn't mean we have to stand on a street corner and beat a drum with a big sign screaming to people. Everyone's got their own way of doing it. For some, I know it's radical hospitality. You know, I know people in my life that they do an incredible job of evangelizing through their hospitality and welcoming people into their home and, you know, cooking good food for them. I just had that last night. You know, I was being evangelized to with this couples, and there were more parishioners there, this radical hospitality there that I would say they had. And I really appreciated it. So there's different ways, of course, going out and speaking. That's a form of evangelization. Going into everyday work, you know, being a Christian, you know, wearing your faith, your Catholic faith, making the sign of the cross before you have lunch in the office is a form of evangelizing. We've just got to, number one, get a little bit more creative, and number two, really understand this is who we are. If we believe what it is that we say we believe. So the gospel is for all of us. And it summons us, Monsignor says, to a greater freedom insofar as we give ourselves over to it. It summons us to a greater freedom. So what are the five freedoms here? Number one, the freedom of summons, Monsignor says. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. Now, Monsignor says it may not be immediately obvious how a summons is freeing, but consider that when we know we are called to do something by someone in authority, we are often more courageous and diligent in doing it, even if it is hard. You know, I've used the analogy before, but we have a fence in our backyard for our dog. Our dog escaped that fence the other day. Okay, well, one of the kids left the one of the fence doors open. The dog escaped the fence, and we were out looking for the dog. Was the dog free? No. We may say, hey, Brooks got free. Brooks got free, but he's not free at all. He was in danger because he didn't know where he was and what he was doing. He was just walking along the side of the road. Couldn't have been in any more danger. Where was my dog most free? Inside the fence, where he could run free without a leash. This is one of the reasons why I love being Catholic, because the authority for me is freeing. Not just in a faith where I can make up my own rules or do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want to do it, but the authority that Christ Jesus gives to his church is in a sense, is there to free us. To free us. And to look to that authority of the church as command to give us courage, to be diligent in what we are doing, and to fight hard for those that we love. So the freedom there of summons, of authority in the faith is an important note. It's an important note for us. The freedom of simplicity, number two, for the evangelizer. You know, there's always ways you and I can simplify our life. And I know for me, there's often times where I have the best intention to do so, and I just never get around to doing it. But it's important. Finding ways, even just one way today, to simplify our life. Jesus instructed his apostles to take nothing for the journey. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. Wear sandals. Not even a second tunic. And to go. Monsignor Pope says, well, one of the fundamental reasons that people do not evangelize today is that they have way too much baggage. Way too much baggage. Maybe that's, they're a little bit more cluttered. We have too much stuff in our homes. Too much stuff maybe that needs attention, maintenance, money, takes up space, ties us down. Maybe there's clutter in our lives. Or maybe this is just complex. Most of our lives are so cluttered and choked with excess baggage that we don't even know where to begin to simplify it. So we just kind of freeze. I told you before, I think that's one of the things for me as well. It's easy for me just to kind of freeze. Oh, there's so much that I need to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. The Lord says, start. Start. Be free to preach the gospel in a similar way. There's also the freedom of stability. The freedom of stability. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Stability is the freedom to accept what is and work with it, rather than to be constantly looking for something better. The the freedom of stability. Again, the grass is always greener on the other side. We've heard it a million times, right? Is it? Not always. Not always. Where are you in your life now? Who are the people that you see on a regular basis? We start there and just slowly turning our lives around. There's where evangelization is. You know, it's easy to start with people you don't know. I tell that to people all the time. I get the easiest job in the world. Go out and talk about the faith to people I don't know, and then I leave. You know, in a sense, that's the lowest form of evangelization. It is. And I know that. Real, hard, sacrificial sharing of the gospel happens in everyday life to the people that God has entrusted to us, to the people that we know in our friendships, in our families. That's where we start. That's where the ground starts to, or we start to come alive. That's the ground we till. The freedom of surety. Here's number four, the fourth freedom for the evangelizer. Surety. The text says, whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. One of the greatest freedoms of all, the gift to be free of our obsession with being liked, approved of, or popular. Do you care too much about what people might think of you? As I said before at the beginning of this, well, what's happened to Shelley? She's become kind of a Jesus freak, right? And sometimes we can then compromise our lives so that we're kind of half in, half out at the expense of the truth of the gospel. Now, Jesus says here, friends, rejection's going to happen, right? Objection is just going to happen in all of our lives. And maybe it's happened in your own family or people that you love. Maybe a son or daughter has completely rejected the faith. Or a friend or a family member, a mom or a dad has completely rejected the faith. And yes, it's going to hurt. I'm certainly not going to, I have people in my own life that have done that. It hurts. It pains me dearly. But it can't be a surprise. It can't be a surprise. We cannot ever, ever live our lives at the expense of the truth of the gospel. The freedom of substance, number five. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. There is freedom in knowing, Monsignor says, what to say and what to do. One of the other reasons why I'm Catholic, because I get to be really unoriginal. It's a beautiful thing. It's freedom flows from the substance, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus in Christ Jesus crucified. Sound familiar? That's St. Paul. We preach Christ Jesus in Christ Jesus crucified. It's freeing, Monsignor says, for we cannot be compelled to change or adapt the message that has already been set for us. There's freedom in just sticking to the message, isn't there, friends? The world demands compromise, insist that certain passages of the scripture may even be modified. And we in no way, Monsignor says, can do this. We stick to the script, and there's freedom there. See, there might be some that say, well, Catholicism is too rigid, or there's too many rules, or there's too many things that I have to do. And the response there is, for me, that's where freedom is. That's freedom. Is I don't have to be the person to try and alter what has already been here for 2,000 years. I just get to plug in. That's what the saints did. They just plugged in. You know, the church is a saint-making machine. The saints didn't carve their own way. Now, there were certainly different apostolates and ministries that they started. They had certain gifts, certain passions the Lord placed in them. But when it came down to it, all the basics were the same. Prayer, the devotional life to Our Lady, to some of the saints, the sacramental life, plugging into the sacraments of the church. Of course, Holy Mass. Many shared a great love for private devotions of the church. And we are certainly free to plug in there. But at the end of the day, the script is clear. The basics are there for every one of us.
So there you have it. Five fundamental freedoms of the Christian evangelizer. Monsignor Pope just putting out more gold for us to meditate on here this Tuesday. All right, Greg Wozinski coming up in the second half hour. We're going to talk about maybe changing up a little routines, getting out of that rut if you are feeling stuck. And this kind of overlaps a little bit with what we were talking about in evangelization. Sometimes we just feel so overwhelmed that we just get stuck. We don't know where to start. Maybe that's a slight routine that might need to be changed a little bit. Jean Wells will coming up in the second half hour, too, to preview her show. It's Tuesday, July 13th. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hey, thanks, Dean Bell, for underwriting the show, a man of integrity in faith. Met him on the basketball court years ago and remained friends ever since. 515-963-4494, residential re-roofs for over 30 years. 963-4494, Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. As for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. In a statement that likely shocked some people, Jesus explains that people who haven't experienced his deeds, even those of the notorious Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom, will be less culpable for their offenses. He's clear that it'll not end well for those who have experienced his deeds and still reject him. Ultimately, the more we grow in faith and become more familiar with Jesus and what he's done for us, the more responsible we become for accepting him and the salvation that he offers.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and you will be amazed.
Good morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today, friends. One of our favorites, Greg Wozinski, coming up here soon. We're going to talk about changing some routines in everyday life, and how does changing the way maybe we pray a little bit or even our surroundings open us up to experience God a little bit differently? And maybe you're kind of setting your routines and your ways. That's good. You don't change it. If it's not broken, don't fix it, right? But sometimes we can feel stuck in our spiritual lives. We can feel stuck in our lives just in general, personal lives. And sometimes that just means making a little tweak of a routine. We'll have that for you coming up in the second half hour. Jean Wells will be on here soon to promote her show as well. All right. No Deacon Tony this morning. We offer our day to Almighty God as we continue to pray for our Holy Father, who still remains in the hospital. The Vatican says everything's fine, but he is still remaining there in recovery. So we will continue to pray for him and recovery from his surgery on his colon as we pray. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray. pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, sir.
Good morning, John. You got me so hungry in that first segment, I had to go up and have a second bowl of oatmeal after all the food you ate last night. My goodness.
There you go. No, I'm wearing it.
You're wearing it. Peach cobbler. Fayette County fed you well. Sweet corn and pork. Yeah, grilled pork. That is amazing.
Fresh green beans from the garden. I mean, it's just they eat different out here in the country. I told them that. They eat different.
Yeah, folks, if you want to tune in tomorrow, all you folks in Fayette County where John's been up there, I always ask him a recap. What did he take from being in your community the last several days? I can't wait to hear that answer tomorrow morning, Leonetti.
I took seconds and thirds of all the meals that they sold me.
And not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. That is awesome.
And I told them, I said, I'm not going to be shy. I'm just telling you all right now. And they loved it. They were just shoveling that food. It reminded me of my grandmother. But I mean, I said, give me that bowl of corn. I'm going round three.
Yeah, when you go to places like that, or you go to the machine shed, is about as close we get to it here in the central Iowa area. You get family fixes, and I mean everything. That's before the main course, and you can't even eat the main course. So welcome to farm life.
I had fun with the people up here, and all four parishes were represented well, and it was just good to be back on the road again.
Yeah, it certainly is. Good to have you on the road. It's always a lot of fun to interact. I know sometimes we have a little connectivity problem, but it seems like we have that fixed right now, and you'll be making your way back to central Iowa.
I'll be making my way back right after this.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a recap tomorrow. I got a few questions written down here this morning and about the hospitality up there in Fayette County. And if folks don't know where that's at, it's just northeast of Waterloo, just south of Decorah, and beautiful communities. I know Olwine and Fayette are the two main cities, I would say, but Elgin, Maynard, and West Union, those folks are pretty – that is a heck of a county.
Yes, it is, and they were all here. So we had a lot of people. I mean, close to 200 people each night. So it was really well attended.
Oh, tremendous, John. And safe travels to you and your return to Greater Des Moines here later today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's get right to it from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa. Currently, we have cloudy skies, 64 degrees with a west wind at 5 miles per hour. The humidity up there at 93%. We do have some patchy fog in the area, maybe some of those rural communities, so be mindful of that this morning as the fog will give way to partly sunny and warmer temperatures today in central Iowa. High of 85 degrees, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 69 degrees. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms moving in on your Wednesday, high of 87 degrees. More chances of rain on Thursday, a high of 80 degrees. Then Friday, it'll dry up. Chance to be outside and mow the yard. Partly cloudy and dry, high of 83 degrees on your Friday. In the news on this Tuesday morning, while the Iowa State Fair opens its gates in Des Moines in 1 month, and the search is on for workers to fill some of those 1,500 positions. Now, a spokesperson for the Iowa State Fair says it takes a lot of people to keep the fair going. There are some maintenance jobs that you can start right away, but most jobs only last through the run of the fair. One of the varieties of opportunities is including a chance to bake cookies at the Barksdale stand. Now, anyone who is 14 years and older can apply for any of those jobs, any skill level, and they'll find something that you'll love to do at the Iowa State Fair. You can apply online at iowastatefair.org or go to the administration office at the Iowa State Fairgrounds to fill out an application. That office is open 8 a.m. to 4:30 every weekday, and Iowa Catholic Radio will be out there at the Iowa State Fair in August. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, girls Class 5A regional semifinal softball, and it was fourth-ranked Indianola shutting out Dowling Catholic 11-0 in five innings. That concludes Dowling's softball season with a record of 17-26, and head coach Claudia Farrell. Indianola now moves on. They will host Ankeny Centennial tonight for the 5A regional final, and the winner of that game tonight will move on to the girls' state softball tournament, which begins next Monday in Fort Dodge. Last night, high school baseball here on Iowa Catholic Radio was fourth-ranked Dowling sweeping a doubleheader from Ankeny Centennial by scores of 3-1 and 8-0. The Maroons improved their record to 28-7 on the season. AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs had the night off last night. They opened up a six-game road trip tonight at Toledo, and first pitch is at 6 o'clock. Major League Baseball All-Star Break is going on right now. Last night was a home run hitting contest from Denver, Colorado, and Pete Alonso from the New York Mets won the home run was the home run derby champion, and that's the second straight year that he's won that. Tonight it's the All-Star game from Coors Field in Denver, the American League versus the National League, and first pitch is 6:30, and that game will be televised on Fox Sports. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports calendar has high school baseball, fourth-ranked Dowling baseball team on the road at Knoxville out of Class 3A. It'll be one game, and it'll begin at 7:30 down at the Knoxville baseball field. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa, currently we have cloudy skies, some patchy fog in the area, and 64 degrees with west winds at 5 miles per hour. The humidity up there at 93%. And today it'll be partly sunny and warmer, high of 85 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint proves that holiness is possible even in a busy secular life. Saint Henry today was a king and Holy Roman Emperor. He had power and knew how to use it. He consistently used that power for the good of his subjects. He was a well-known peacemaker, offering brokering disputes between warring parties inside the empire. He rushed to the defense of the Pope, Pope Benedict VIII, to quell disturbances in Rome. As was the custom of the time, Henry appointed bishops to a variety of places that were loyal to him. While doing so, he did not fall victim to corruption and encourage ecclesiastical reform for the benefit of the diocese in his kingdom. He was generous, he was faithful, and he loved the church dearly throughout his life. We ask today, King Henry, to pray for us. Amen. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Quality, not just the customer service, but the commitment to the quality of workmanship and materials is next to none. GoldenRulePHC.com. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning to you. What do we got coming up on your show at 9 o'clock?
Well, at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
I'll have a conversation with Tom Chapman, the executive director for the Iowa Catholic Conference. And even though we usually bring him on to have a conversation about what's happening at the State House, there's a lot of things happening in just a lot of different places that we need to know about, because, you know, some of them are impacting, you know, what we hold near and dear to our hearts, like the Hyde Amendment. It's like, okay, what's the Hyde Amendment? It's an amendment that is attached to every appropriations bill since 1976 that prohibits federal funding from paying for abortions. And there are more and more efforts, like the appropriation bill that's currently at the federal level, that has eliminated the Hyde Amendment. So, I mean, these are conversations we have to have, we have to know about, and if you're passionate about it, contact your legislator. So that's just one of the many topics today.
All right, with Tom Chapman at 10 o'clock this morning, friends. If you like it or you miss it, you can always go to iowacatholicradio.com, and all of the Straight Talk are there with Gene Wells. Have a great Tuesday, Gene.
Sounds good. God bless, John.
All right. Greg Wozinski coming up next, executive director of Let Me Be Ministries. Change in routines. If you feel like you're stuck or in a rut, maybe even in your spiritual life or just life in general, we'll have Greg for you on right after the break. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. Thanks to Blessman International for underwriting the show. We appreciate you, Doc. I know there's news coming out all the time and seeing if he can get back there and help the children and families there in Limpopo, South Africa. It's near and dear to his heart. He's done an incredible job for the last many, many years. And hopefully things start to open up a little bit easier for him to go and continue that mission work that he does. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, July 13th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. Happy birthday to Father John Ludwig. Father John is among our retired priests. Tomorrow is the day. We're kicking off a 33-day preparation leading up to an opportunity to consecrate our lives to St. Joseph. In doing so, we follow this role model who demonstrated quiet love, fatherly protection, and strength. Prayers will be broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio daily at 3:20 in the afternoon. Then on August 15th, we'll gather at St. Patrick Church at Irish Settlement for Mass and consecration with Bishop Johnson. During the pandemic, one critical way we were able to remain connected was through our diocesan newspaper, The Catholic Mirror. Please take a subscription and help us continue this important communication. You can take a subscription out online at dmdiocese.org/giving. The diocese has two scholarships for registration to the National Stewardship Conference in Orlando this September. If you're interested, contact Maureen Kenny in the diocese stewardship office. Catholic Charities golf outing is August 30th. Same great event, new location. Join us at Tournament Club of Iowa in Polk City. Have some fun while helping those in need. Space is limited, so sign up today. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Listen to Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder Thursday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio and on demand at iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bozen.com.
Tuesday, thanks for your prayers as well up here in Fayette County, where I was speaking for the last couple days. It was a great time with the good people of Iowa and had a lot of fun. I know many of them are listening today as we have our app, and I told them all about it. And so there's quite a few people that told me they're going to be listening and have listened. So good stuff this morning, friends. All right, let's go to our next guest of the day, Executive Director of Let Me Be Ministries, Greg Wazinski, back on the show. Hello, hey, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. All right, so what's new with your retreat center?
Well, we got the guest house ready. We got two more bedrooms ready downstairs, and we're going to start testing with guests here in the next couple weeks, and I think our grand opening is going to be mid-September, so it's coming along great. It really is.
You know, I am talking about evangelization in the first half hour, and one of the things that I said was, evangelizing is different for everyone, but, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated in evangelizing is radical hospitality. When I think of Greg Wazinski, that's what I think about, man.
Yeah. No, we really want to make people feel like their royalty, you know, like it's a different kind of retreat experience, a bed and breakfast style experience, but just something where you're in comfort, but yet we help guide you on your journey with wherever you are in your relationship with Christ.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. All right, let's talk about the topic for this month, changing routines, people that might be stuck. You've got something to say to them.
Yeah, you know, we're in summer, and I think summer is always this moment where people think about, oh, I didn't work out enough, or, I, you know, the kids are home for the summer, and it just doesn't feel like there's enough time. And certainly in our prayer life and our relationship with God, it can tend to take a back seat. So, you know, I think that anytime that we get comfortable or anytime that we feel that we're stuck or even forgetting about our relationship with God, that's when it becomes time to change up our routines and to do something a little bit different than we normally do, whether it comes to our worship or our prayer life or even having that relationship with God for the first time. So, you know, that's why I think changing routines becomes so important for the faithful as well as those looking for a relationship.
Why is it even important to have a routine? We'll start in our spiritual life.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at, I mentioned exercising, everybody creates a plan. You know, they look at what exercises they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to eat. And in our faith, we grow. We get the same way. We become stronger. We become more accountable for our actions. And so we should write down our routines. We should say, you know, today I'm going to pray the rosary. And if we begin to miss out on that, we have to treat it like anything else in our day. Like, we have to go back to it and make sure that we make time for it, and because it's going to change us, and it's going to give us the ability to go throughout our day in a different way. So routines are extremely important for a mindset on who we are, what we do, and who we desire to become.
I know you're offering people at your retreat house, you're offering people a kind of a change of routine, a change of scenery, if you will, a change of surroundings, which can be great for the spiritual life. We talk about people going on retreats, which is very important, even if it's not at some kind of monastery, but even if it's just getting out of the house for 4 hours and maybe walking the grounds of a beautiful church or area there. But surroundings can be a big part, changing our surroundings and really kind of re-engaging within our spiritual life.
Yeah, in the surroundings, you know, it's like you go to, and this is maybe even something for you to think about, but, you know, when I go and do a parish mission or I go to do a talk on the road, this is the first time I usually get to be at that community. So I'm checking everything out and I'm looking at everything. And at one point during the first night of the parish mission, I will ask the question to the audience, maybe like, what is the third stained glass window on the left? And people have no idea, yet they've walked into this building every week. And so changing our routine might just be the way that we begin to notice things in our church building differently, or that we read the readings before Mass. You know, it just creates a different encounter to appreciate what's before us as much as we need to look for something new. So you don't have to go far and search for it. It might be right in front of your face. It's just a matter of changing the way that you look at it or think about it.
A routine of presence is what kind of comes to me when you say that, just being present when otherwise we sometimes wouldn't. That's powerful, man. I'm trying to think of like my own home parish. I don't think I could, if you ask me some things, I don't know if I could name some of those things. And that's mostly because I'm chasing a 1.5-year-old around the entire church. So changing routines, changing up maybe some of our surroundings can be very important. You know, and again, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We're not asking everyone to do this, but this is really specifically for people that might be just in a little bit of a rut or might want to recharge their spiritual life a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that even for people that, you know, like you said, if people are encountering Christ and they're open to what God's telling them, that's great. And sometimes we challenge ourselves or we just change things up a little bit because we need to be a little bit stronger for the next person that we're going to carry. So, you know, maybe with that stained glass window, it's just about saying, you know what, over the next 10 weeks, I'm just going to stare at one a week and just see what I find is new and then share it with somebody else in the parish.
There you go, man. Hey, I love having you on, brother. Keep up the good work. Keep me informed on everything that's happening with you guys down there or over there, and pray for us. We'll talk soon.
All right, my brother. Take care.
Go to Let Me, just Google Let Me Be Ministries, friends. It's the easiest way to do it. Let Me Be Ministries, or Faith in Real Life. You can do that as well. Greg has got some great stuff on there, and he's going out. So, I mean, if you're working for a parish, or even if you're not, look him up, send an email to your pastor, someone that does work at the parish, and bring him out. He just does a phenomenal job speaking and bringing people together. So it might be something to think about for the fall or next spring. That puts this show in the books, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today here on this Tuesday, July 13th. Let's offer our prayers to God as we close out the show today and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us. Mother Mary, we ask that you pray for us today, that you be with us. Would you help us to encounter your Son, Jesus, by your prayers? Guardian angels, protect us. Saints, be with us today. Holy souls in purgatory, we give you to God's ocean of divine mercy and ask you to pray for us as well. Jesus, we commend ourselves to your most sacred heart. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.